In time, you will know what it's like to lose.
How's it going out there, folks? This is Willie V, and this is the Thoughtcasters Variety Show Father's Day Edition. And it's just me. Just me going solo. Gonna talk some shit on the mic here by myself without Matt. Figured that's something everybody might be relieved is not hear Matt talking so much and so loud. Nah, Matt's good peoples, man. He's a good co-host. He does his job. He does it well. Just wanted to give a shout out to all the fathers out there, all the ones doing their thing, taking care of the kids, working their ass off 50 hours a week, 7 days a week. Hell, that'd probably be 70 hours a week then, wouldn't it? I'm sure you've all gathered I'm not the sharpest crayon in the box. Or is it the brightest crayon? But let's see. You know, I just made my point there. Anyways, it's Father's Day 2020. And I was thinking about starting to do a little special edition show called the Sunday... I don't know what I'm going to call it. Maybe the Sunday Solo, or Solo Sunday, Sunday Social, something like that. I don't know. Just thinking of new ways to put out different types of content. So this will be the first one of that. Yeah, Father's Day 2020. Happy Father's Day. I had a pretty good Father's Day. We're just winding it down now. Got a rack of ribs on the grill. Gonna throw some chicken on the grill. That's what I do all summer long. It's grill. Mm-hmm. Let me see your grill. Let me see your what? Yeah, some Nelly in there for you. Anyways. Yeah, I just wanted to... I don't really have much to talk about. I guess I'm just going to talk about... I guess I can talk about my dad. How awesome my dad was. I'm sure there's plenty of you out there listening that had awesome fathers as well. Yeah, my dad was... Vietnam War vet from Northern Alabama. I bet you can imagine what that was like growing up. No, it was good. It was good. He was a good father. He was very compassionate. Always took care of us. Some other people might have different opinions about him, but I can only go based on what I was raised, who raised me, and he was a hell of a good father to me, so, yeah, I sure miss him. This would be the fifth year, well, technically it'd be the fourth Father's Day without him for me. So you can imagine that Father's Day is a bit of a bittersweet day for me. But you know, I keep it together for my kid. You know, that's what you got to do as a dad. You know, you got to bury it, right? Nah, that's wrong. No. Men are too afraid to show emotions, but you know what? We shouldn't be. I'm not saying that we should go out and be crybabies or anything like that. But, you know, if you got some good friends, some good family, and a good woman by your side to confide in, tell them your true thoughts, your true feelings, there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, society tells you that there is something wrong with it, right? Men have to be the go-getters. They got to be the breadwinners. They got to be the providers. And, yeah, I mean, there's someone out there that might hear this and be like, oh, that's just a sexist way of looking at things. But really, it's not, because society has made it this way. I mean... there's so many outdated policies in play. I mean, women now are a lot more equal to men than they were back in 1955, when a lot of these, like your alimonies and your child support, all that shit was put into place. Those are outdated documents right there. But there's a lot of good fathers out there that they don't need to be on a system. I mean, there's a lot of bad apples. So, and I know one bad apple ruins it for the bunch. So that is something that does happen, and I'll acknowledge that. But not all of us, you know. And it just sucks that society, you know, men, there's just stigmas, negative stigmas on both sides of the spectrum there, and it really sucks. But what are you going to do, you know? I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, the men, you're not allowed to have emotions, and then if you are emotional, there is a line. I mean, if you're one of those dudes out there crying about Elmer Fudd having a gun, you probably have a vagina. Just saying. But no, yeah, dads, you know, men, you know, we're allowed to have our emotions and our feelings. It's okay to go out and give your buddy a bro hug. I'm not ashamed of doing that. I'll do it. You know, because it's important that if you are a father and you have a son and you have a daughter, it's important that you show them an emotional side. This ain't 1955 where you come home from the office and you beat your wife because she overcooked your steak and the kids have to witness it. You know, this isn't this anymore. You know, both parents, majority of households, both parents are working. And, you know, the old stigma, the rough and tough father that didn't want to show his son love. And nah, that's not a thing, you know. And growing up, that was never, my dad worked hard. My dad worked his ass off. He worked 60, 70 hours a week, but he wasn't like that. You know, I mean, I've heard some past stories about him, but you know what? That wasn't the dad that I grew up with, so I can't judge that. But the dad I grew up with was very compassionate, very kind, very loving, very selfless, very selfless. For anybody that doesn't know, my father was a minister, so that technically makes me a PK, and boy, do I give PKs a bad name. I mean, if you've listened to any other episode of this podcast, I'm probably going to hell. But no, my dad was, he was a good man. He's no reflection of, well, okay, I can't say he's no reflection of me, because my dad did teach me compassion, taught me to stand up for myself, believe in, stand up for what I believe, and he did teach me that. And, you know, I do the same for, you know, I guess I portray that to my son as well. Because I'm not ashamed to show affection to the people I love, and neither was my father. So that all kind of trickled down on me as well. So if there's any fathers out there that are, you know, any men out there, man, if you are afraid to show emotion to your girl, to your kids, you might want to think about changing that. I know by like listening to most of our episodes, Matt and I both sound, you know, we sound like a couple of jackasses and with no emotions. Probably it's probably how we come off, I would imagine. But we're not like that. No, we talk a lot of shit on this podcast, but it's solely for entertainment. A lot of it is our views. I mean, I'm not going to say it here like this. We're just faking it. But, no, a lot of us, you know, this, we do have, you know, we're not. But, you know, at the end of the day, Matt and I are both, you know, we're not afraid to give our kids a hug. Well, we hug each other, man. I mean, no homo, Matt. no, but, you know, it's how it is. But society just makes us out, you know, like every father's a deadbeat. I mean, that's why when you go into the system, when you have to go to court because you and the baby mama, you know, just weren't emotionally attached and you couldn't make it, you're the enemy as soon as you walk in there. And that's the truth. Whether your baby mama is bad or not, I mean, my son's mother, She's awesome. You know, I was a fortunate guy, but the system held no bars, you know. I mean, it's not good. And I've seen what the system can do to some good fathers out there. And I've seen what the system can do. I mean, when you're a bad dad, you probably fucking deserve it. I mean, that's on you. But the good dads out there don't. And I think a lot of dads give up because the system just takes them down and it slowly drains you like a fucking vampire. Just sucks the life out of you. And it sucks. But you know what? You know, there's been some ups and downs in my life, but it was always my little dude that kept me going. And I know there's a lot of dads out there that can relate to that statement. Your kids keep you going, no matter what. But you got to keep on keeping on, you know. And hopefully, you know, the father's rights movement, that's a discussion that I don't think the world's ready for yet. I mean, everybody is crying out for this and that. You know, everybody wants equality. Everybody wants to be equal. But what about the dads out there that aren't being treated equally? You know, they're there. There are some of them out there. And, you know, that's just not right. If you're a good dad, that's just not right. If you're a bad dad, you deserve the sandpaper dildo. That's all I'm going to say. You deserve it then. I mean, but no, yeah, I mean, you know, I was fortunate enough to have a good pops to instill a lot of wisdom in me from the time I could comprehend words. And, you know, the thing is, you never really understand what your dad's trying to tell you or what your parents are trying to tell you until you become a parent or until you become an adult, you know. Then it's like things start clicking. Like, wow, I remember my pops telling me about this. I remember my pops telling me it was going to be this way. I remember my pops calling parts of my life like it was a sports commentator. Like he was a sports commentator, play by play. Well, this is what's going to happen, son, and this is how it's going to be, and then this is going to happen, but things will get better at the end. You know what? Holy shit, was that man freaking smart. Just freaking smart, man. I mean, I'm not going to go into details because that's a little personal, but I'm just saying he had definitely was had the wisdom and he had the guidance. And honestly, the last 5 years without him has been, it's been really fucking hard. If anybody out there listening who's lost a father, man, my condolences and I feel for you because I know how hard it is. And it doesn't matter if you're even, if you're close to him or not. I mean, my fiance, I don't want to put her business out there either, but she lost her father around the same time I lost mine. And she was estranged from her, with her dad. And hadn't talked to him in forever, and but was able to see him before he died and make amends, you know, and at least tell her dad, you know, that she loved him, you know, that she, you know, that no matter what, you know, there's always a connection with your parents, no matter what. I just, if anybody out there is listening, man, call your pops. I don't know, maybe you haven't talked to your pops in months, weeks, maybe years. And maybe you can't. Maybe you didn't make amends before it was too late. And maybe your pops isn't around either. Even then, though, wherever your pops may be, wherever this afterlife, I mean, I'm sure they're out there and they can see you and they can listen to you. So if you got to look up towards the sky and just say, Dad, I'm sorry, I wish it could have been different, do it. Do whatever it takes to bring peace to your mind. But if your father's alive, give him a call. I'm sure you already did. A lot of you probably already did. A lot of you probably hung out with him. Hell, some of you might even still live with him. I mean, if you're 35 and you still live with him, there might be. Hey, I'm not judging. Everybody hits a rough spot in their life, but I'm just saying. You know, just don't take, and this goes for your mothers too, do not take your parents for granted, man. You know, just don't. I see my mom at least 4 or 5 days a week, and I don't mind it. And I don't mind it at all. I mean, my mom is, she's part of the family. She's part of my group, my circle. Like, my buddies all hang out. We don't hide anything from my mom. We're all 100% us in front of her, and she's 100% us, her in front of us. And, yeah. Just saying, man, just do not take your parents for granted. And parents, don't take your kids for granted, because I'm going to tell you, anybody out there listening who have kids that are young right now, that aren't talking maybe, or maybe they're just starting to talk and walk, I don't know, that shit goes by fast. I mean, my son's going to be 7 years old soon, and that shit flies by fast. So, I don't take any of that stuff for granted. And, so yeah, sorry, I had to sip on my whiskey here. Gotta keep the whistle wet and stuff, you know. Yeah, how was everybody else's Father's Day, though, you know? I know you can't answer me. I know you can't just be like, yeah, well, you know, we had a barbecue. I know you can't do that, because this is a pre-recorded thing, and it's not live, and it's not interactive. yeah, I got a rack of ribs out here. I'm pretty sure I already mentioned that. Yeah, got a little dry rub on it. Cooked nice and slow over low heat. Smelling delicious. Yeah, I know. We went out to the zoo today. Yeah, we went to the zoo. The fucking zoo, right? You know? No more social distancing with the monkeys anymore, or the tigers, or the African Watsudi. I'm gonna butcher that. It's like a giant cow with big fucking horns. And one of them, like, I don't know what the growled or mooed or whatever the hell. That sounds like a damn horn for on a freighter. I was like, holy shit. And then at one point, all the coyotes got all hype. I don't know why. Maybe they were getting fed. Something set them off, and they all start yelping, waking up all the other animals. It was kind of cool, though, because when we walked through the last, you know, did another walkthrough, all the cats were up, all the big cats, the ocelots and the lynxes and the tigers. They were all, like, hanging out and not sleeping like other lazy fucking cats do. You know, cats, big, no matter how big or small they are, they're all the damn same. Obviously, a tiger, you know, can eat you, and your house cat can't necessarily do that unless you fucking croak in the recliner, and 2 weeks later you haven't fed it, and it starts gnawing on your flesh. But other than that, they're all pretty much the same, and they all their piss smells the same too. That's a little fun fact for you guys. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, well, we already know that, you dumbass. Probably, but I'm just saying. I mean. The zoo was nice. Then we went putt-putting and did some go-karting. That was cool. Not the kind of go-karts that Matt's into, unfortunately. But we have a couple in this garage here that that we're going to get whipping at some point. TKO and Matt Simpson ever hop on and fix those sumbitches. But yeah. But I just going out there, man, guys. I hope everybody is having and enjoying their Father's Day. Stepfathers who stepped up to the plate because the real baby daddy didn't want to do a dick squat. This is for you too. You know, I know there's a lot of you out there, and you know, those kids are gonna appreciate it one day. But yeah, I won't keep this long. Just wanted to get on here and throw out some of my thoughts, and just wish everybody a happy all the guys out there a happy Father's Day, and hope you're enjoying your Sunday. And yeah, I'm kind of slowing down here, running out. I mean, I could go on though. I mean, I actually have quite a few things I could say still. But yeah, it's kind of weird doing a solo show when you don't have a, you know, a guest or your co-host with you trying to keep it going. Because you all know Matt just, I mean, he can. Hey, but that's why he's a superstar, right? But yeah, guys, thanks for listening. And this is the Thoughtcasters Variety Show. As you know, things are starting to rhyme. Look at that. Maybe one day I can focus on rhyming, become a famous white rapper. And the hiccup. No, that's not going to happen. But yeah, happy Father's Day, guys. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed your day. keep on trucking, you know. Whatever mountains in your way, think of those babies and keep pushing forward, because children are your drive. They are your reason to live. And I 100% believe that. They're your reason for getting out of bed in the morning, the reason for getting calluses on your finger, on your hands, the reason that you put your work boots on, the reason why your back breaks, your back hurts. But yeah. All right, guys. Have a happy Sunday and a happy Father's Day. And we'll see you. We'll see you soon with episode, I think we're on episode 8, which will be out soon. So keep an eye out for that. Thanks for listening, guys. Much love. This has been Willie V. Peace.